The nation's most popular investment talk show is Mad Money.
Big fan of the show.
It's one guy talking stocks, droning on and on.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And it should make you mad, as in angry or crazy, because you need to hear from a variety of market sources.
Of course, the more the merrier!
You need to get a wide range of ideas. You need some balance. And you need to hear something different just to stay excited about investing in these wild times. This is Money Life Market Call. Different experts every day talking stocks, funds, and more.
You had me at hello, tier.
With experts telling you not just what they're buying and selling, but why. Who cares if it's not the most popular show?
Maybe you didn't have any friends.
It won't make you mad.
This is an outrage.
It will make you smart.
That's right. We do think it'll make you smart when you hear from savvy money managers with unique strategies about how they do their job. And my guest today is Jason Bond. He is the editor of Jason Bond Picks. It is a newsletter that is part of the RagingBull.com group that we have been talking about on the show a little bit. If you want more information, well, of course, you can go to RagingBull.com, but you can get straight to Jason's stuff by going to JasonBondPicks.com. He's on Twitter at JasonBondPicks. Jason, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. Great to be here.
For my audience, well, we always start with methodology because it's different for everybody, and a buy, sell, or hold is meaningless until you know how somebody does it. You have a couple of different methodologies that you use, and my audience should know you are a trader. You are not somebody who's going to say, oh, I'm the ultra long-term investor. So we need you to talk about your methodology and specifically any methodology that goes into your picks today in terms of time frames and what it is that you're looking at. Tell us how it works.
So I'm a small cap swing trader, and by definition, swing trading is a 1 to 4 day hold time. I'm technically based, so if I can find a catalyst, that's great, but I'm scanning for ideal chart patterns. I'm looking for momentum stocks, and I'm just latching on to that momentum for a few days, and I'm trying to snap off 10 to 20% profit in that time frame. So again, I'll trade the worst of companies to the best of companies. The primary motive is to get that 10 to 20% profit in 1 to 4 days and move on to the next stock, or maybe revisit that same stock a few days or a few weeks down the line.
Now, when people hear 10 to 20% profit in a matter of days, they should understand there's also a lot of risk. There are going to be trades that you miss on. There are going to be trades where, well, they clearly don't deliver to that expectation. So what are the key technical indicators to you, and what do you do to make sure that since you're sort of swinging for the fences, you can also cut down on the strikeouts?
That's probably the biggest thing that we need to comment on here. I am definitely going after pretty risky stocks. I like to think that any stock under 10 bucks, which is my wheelhouse, is risky. So I'm waiting for these companies to have good news. So they're heading in a direction, or possibly bad news, and they're heading in a direction. And then I'm just joining onto a technical pattern. Maybe it's an oversold stock, and I'm looking at the relative strength index, and it's under 30. And the MACD is for a moving average convergence divergence. You know, going for that signal line crossover. It's a buy signal. I'm coming in, and I'm scooping up a depressed stock at a bottom basement price that might have a catalyst a month or two out that's going to bring in some buyers. I'm also taking advantage of short sellers covering their position, and I'm just getting that 1 to 2 day bounce. Now, that's a depressed stock. On a stock that's had really good news, I might latch on to a bull flag or a bull pennant where I'm just buying during a rest phase and waiting for the continuation to head higher. Those are really the only two chart patterns that I play over and over and over again. I'm able to buy a depressed stock when it's starting to turn, and so my stop loss is just below. I'm able to buy a strong stock, like a bull flag, in the flag consolidation. My stop loss is right at demand line, so my risk is really small. The only area where I'm exposed is the swing trade. I'm holding for 1 to 4 days. I want my profit as soon as I can get it, so I'm not exposed for too long overnight. And that's where sometimes I'll get caught on these stocks. Maybe a company has great news, bull flag consolidation. I buy the demand line. I'm waiting for the breakout to continue, and boom, they do an offering overnight. Stock's down 20%. That'll happen to me once in a while, but those things can be avoided by reading the fundamentals on the company, and I look to do that when I can.
So somebody should understand, because what they've just heard, they don't necessarily think a lot about a trader looking at fundamentals. And as you pointed out, you could be buying the worst of the worst. Does it wind up being for you that good technicals with good fundamentals are the places where you have the strongest indicators, or is it good technicals and fundamentals just gives you a better feeling than when you're taking a flyer on, wow, I've got a weak company but strong technicals?
You know, it's definitely the best case scenario to have a good technical chart with a great fundamental story and a strong catalyst out ahead that has people excited. That's going to be the best case scenario. But I'm an active trader, and the best case scenario is far and few between. First of all, they're under 10 bucks for a reason. So they might have a great catalyst, but not a good fundamental story, and the chart pattern is set up right. So I have two of three. Finding three of three where you have this great chart pattern, fundamentals are good, and some outlying catalysts that are going to drive it higher are really hard to come by on a regular basis. When I do find those, to be honest, I'm going long those names for months, possibly even a year, because, again, they're far and few between, and they lead to, I think, much bigger profits than 10 to 20%, or at least they have the potential. I did that recently on Castle Brands, Rocks. I scooped it up at a buck after they got a huge contract with Walmart where their soda was being placed on 4,500 store shelves. And so the stock popped. It settled. I bought the settling action at about a buck, and it went to just shy of $2. But it took over a month to get to $2. So I had to sit on it and ride it up for a full month. That's totally different than my typical strategy where I'm jumping in and I'm looking to get out just a few days later.
And it's important for folks to know that in a case like that, and again, we're talking Castle Brands, ticker symbol ROX, you actually bought that not thinking it was a swing trade. You bought that with a longer-term methodology, because one of the places where traders or people who want to become traders get into trouble is they start jumping from one discipline to the next, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I see that all of the time. I have thousands of clients that pay me to teach them. Before I go any further, I want to point out I'm still holding Castle Brands right now. I like this company moving forward. I'm in the stock still. That's a whole different story. But when I bought that stock initially, it was with the thesis that, hey, this is a fundamentally strong stock. They just got a big contract. I'll bet you that leads to other good news. Or, listen, earnings are probably going to look better, right? We have this stock that is now selling their ginger beer in 4,500-plus Walmart stores. We're going to see that on the next quarterly report. I want to buy this one, and I'm going to hold it for months. And so I have been holding this stock on and off for a very long period of time compared to my other strategy. But this goes back to bing, bang, boom. We've got a fundamentally strong stock. We've got a catalyst. We've got predictable catalysts moving forward and a possible takeover target. And Bloomberg reported on that probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So those are different types of trades, but they don't come around often, or at least they're not visible often.
So let's talk about a name or two that right now is working for you.
So Liquid Metal Technologies is a really interesting story right now. This is a longer-term hold as well. I'm looking at this stock 6 months to a year out. It is a company that prior to about 6 months ago was left for dead. I would never touch it on a long-term basis. But I have a fairly big chunk of this stock right now, around 22 cents. I'm primarily bullish on this stock because a fairly large company out of China, about an $800 million company, took down a huge position in this stock. Basically, the CEO of this company in China, who built about a $1 billion company, has taken about $50 or $60 million of his own money and bought up, I think it's a third of Liquid Metal shares, became the CEO of the company, and is using his connections from his company in China to bring contracts of Liquid Metal. That's ticker symbol LQMT. I've been in this stock since about 22 cents. To put it into perspective, the new CEO, Lee, he has a contract with Tesla in his other company. They make small parts for the handle inside Tesla's car doors. And so I think they're going to be able to leverage their contacts in the larger company in China to to bring deals to liquid metals, and that this stock, when that happens, will go bonkers. Right now, it's a very, very speculative bet, but these are the types of stocks that I'm looking for in my newsletter.
Let's quickly see if we can't squeeze in one more. It could be a stock that you're looking at, or maybe it's one that you've decided, well, okay, I got what I wanted out of it, and now I've moved away from it.
You're looking for some swing trades here?
Sure.
So stocks that I put on my scanner on a daily basis, I'm looking to move in and out of in a 1 to 4 day hold time. I picked up ONDK yesterday, ticker symbol ONDK. That's a perfect example of the oversold bottom bouncer I was talking about, where the relative strength index is depressed under 30, and the MACD is setting up for a signal line crossover. Picked it up yesterday at 362, and I'm looking for $4 plus on this stock. So that would give me that, you know, 10% in a few days return. And they actually just got an outperform or buy upgrade this morning. So that's a great example of the oversold chart pattern that I play. And then on a bullish chart pattern, I'm looking at COOL. And I actually picked up some of that. Very small position because it's up a ton. But that's a pure short squeeze right now with a breakout chart above about $17. I think it goes to 20. Again, a very risky trade, but on a short-term basis, these short squeezes to the long side or to the downside, because I'll go short too. I don't care about buying or shorting stocks. I just want to be right about the direction. COOL right now, I think, is pressing shorts and heading for 20 before it comes back in.
COOL is Polarity TE Incorporated, ONDK, that's On Deck Capital. And right now we're going to find out how you feel about some stocks that my audience is particularly interested in.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Play, hold it.
You got to know when to hold up.
Or fold it.
Know when to fold up.
It's Hold It or Fold It time with my guest, Jason Bond. He is the guy behind Jason Bond Picks. And that's important to remember because it's jasonbondpicks.com. And it's at Jason Bond Picks on Twitter. And that's how you're going to remember and get more information. He is also part of the team at RagingBull.com. So you can go there as well for more information. Now, Hold It or Fold It is where we put our guest to your test. Send your name, your hometown, and the ticker symbols you're interested in to Chuck at MoneyLifeShow.com. One of the people who heard that Jason was going to be on the show was Walt in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he had a couple of requests. They start with Groupon, ticker symbol GRPN.
Groupon. I absolutely love this one, especially here. I'm already long the name, and I plan on holding for months, if not longer. At this price, right in through here, I plan on buying more as well. Very volatile stock, and one of my favorite stocks to trade. When they're hot, they're trending strong to the upside, and when they're not, they're depressed. They missed on their last earnings call, and at about $3 where it's at here, I think that a long-term projection with their Alibaba connection and whatnot is desirable. More importantly, and I don't like to bet on takeovers, but if I were looking at the footprint on Groupon, I think that other larger company is thinking that they can probably monetize Groupon's footprint better than Groupon can. Let me give you a comparison. The recent Angie's List buyout, ticker symbol ANGI, I was long that name into the buyout. And the primary reason Angie's List was bought, their footprint. Not a profitable company, but the potential to make a lot more money under better leadership. I think those stories there on Groupon make it attractive.
That's a buy on GRPN Groupon.
Either gets on board or he gets left behind.
Walt had another request, this one for Chegg Incorporated, CHGG.
Well, that's a hot stock right now. First quarter earnings beat, huge, huge guidance revision moving forward. So they're growing their biz. They're continuing to drive growth. They're profitable. I actually have this stock on my watch list this morning for a swing trade. Perfect example of a bull flag continuation pattern that's popping on the top side. I haven't bought it yet, but I am looking at it for a swing trade. And I have to say, I am definitely bullish on it. I think it could go a lot higher from here. And I think they have the catalyst and the fundamentals right now to support that move.
So we'll sum it up this way.
Hold. Hold. Fire!
Yeah, it's a hold if you've got Chegg, CHGG. But you just heard Jason say he's looking for that point where he's going to pull the trigger and fire on it. Walt had one last request. This one, well, Walt, this may say something about you. Walt wanted to know about Cannabis Sativa Incorporated. That's CBDS.
I'm not a huge fan of the pot stocks. I'm not in any of them. I would have to say it's a sell. Definitely momentum to be played on this one, both sides, long and short. I'm a risk-on guy. Those pot stocks are too risky for me, so I would say it's a sell. Leave that nonsense alone. Move into the stuff that's more predictable. You'll sleep better at night.
What about my dreams? What about my money?
Well, if you want to keep dreaming well, avoid Cannabis Sativa and the pot stocks, CBDS. Mark in Mitchell, South Dakota, wants to know about Ruby Tuesday Incorporated. That's RT.
RT, Ruby Tuesday, reported a third quarter loss, but it looks like a big strategic investment has kept shareholders alive. I like risk, and I like the potential of something developing here on that strategic alternative interest that the company is seeking. I would say around $2, that's a buy for me. I'm not in the stock right now, but if I was, it's a hold, and I am actually looking to buy this pattern. I think it's a good continuation pattern, and I think the strategic alternatives that they're looking into could lead to more catalysts playing out.
Oh, that's beautiful. We could make a fortune.
That's a buy on Ruby Tuesday, RT. And last, for Dale in London, Ohio, it's Clean Energy Fuel Corporation, CLNE.
Yeah, I know this one very, very well. This is a hold right here for me personally. I'm not in the stock looking to buy it on the next down move. I'd like to go long. They have a catalyst that's going to play out over the next year. So if I can get in it on a dip, I think that that's going to be very exciting. They have a joint venture on a nat gas engine with Cummins and Westport, I believe. And I think that that's going to drive the stock a lot higher. So it was hot about a year ago. It's been depressed for the last 7 or 8 months. I think if I can get one more down leg on the stock, I'm in. If I were in it right now, I think it's fine to ride this one out further. That catalyst is going to start to bring buyers in there.
Okay, so we'll sum it up this way.
I'm just taking my time before making the move.
Yeah, that's a hold, looking for that right entry point on Clean Energy Fuel Corporation, CLNE. And speaking of the right time to make a move, well, we've come to the right time to end our chat with Jason Bond because we're out of time. But Jason, this was great. I look forward to doing it with you again in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks so much, Chuck. Love being on the show.
Jason Bond, everybody. He is the editor of Jason Bond Picks. Just like it sounds, jasonbondpicks.com, on Twitter at jasonbondpicks. You can also learn more at ragingbull.com. All right, we're just about done with today's show, but did you hear? Jason Bond just came on this show, and he put a buy on something that somebody else put a sell on yesterday. We'll talk about that before we send you home right after this message.